Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey, everyone. I am back with another solo episode. It's been a little while. I just had my friend Jennifer Hotz on. I hope you loved the episode. She is an amazing person and has been my friend for so long and always gives me so many text messages or voicemails about my episodes. And I'm so thankful for you, Jennifer. Just wanted to say that. And all of you who talk about my podcast, send me your opinions. You guys know your names: Amy, Kenzie, Tanya, Tammy, Lisa, Sarah, all of you guys. Oh, and Yvonne, also in the group. She is amazing too. Thank you guys for just giving me your opinion. I try to spread awareness, you guys, and I try to do it in a way to where we can all just sit back, relax, and know change is coming and we are going to be okay. We have nowhere to go but up now. I'm not even kidding. We really have nowhere to go but up. And wait till you see the three cards I pulled in the tarot deck, guys. And I did pull it for the United States because the United States does affect so many different areas of the world, if not all of the world. So for those of you listening outside the United States, just remember I'm doing this so that we can all hopefully have a better outcome once we get through all of this mess in our administration. It's becoming quite clear that more and more people that maybe voted for this are really going in another direction now and pretty regretful. And I understand, and we have to embrace everyone. We have to. I mean, there's no reason that we can't approach everyone with love and respect and support. I know people don't change overnight. Some people will always be the kind of people that would vote for someone who is like our leader, but some people are starting to see the light and starting to become aware. So that is good. I love that for us, and we've got to keep that going. So y'all, the other night, I had a talk with my dad because, you know, if you've listened to my podcast, you know that he absorbed back into the light. That's what he told me after he left solitary confinement, that he put himself in because he was not the best dad in the world to my siblings and I. And I won't go into details. If you know, you know, but just remember, he was really not a good guy in the way of abusiveness to my siblings and me. So, and I think when he crossed over, the way he made me feel was like he was kind of holding on to his human and not letting go of just fully embracing the other side, like I think a lot of people do. But I think a lot of people do what he does, and they're regretful and they feel like they don't deserve it or whatever they feel like in that moment. So they put themselves in a solitary confinement. At least that's what my dad did. That was the closest thing that he could like explain to me of where he went. You know, I don't think it was a literal cell. I think it was just, it was like a placement. It was like an in between, if that makes sense. So, but once we talked through it, once I had him go back and love us the way he should have and take care of us the way he should have, because you can go back and you can, you know, there's no time there. So you can visit a place and you can view it and then decide to possibly pop in. I'm not sure how it works, but you can go back to that child in that whatever state and imagine being the dad you should have been on a different timeline. And I think that's what he did. Because I don't feel animosity toward him at all. And when I found out that he left and he decided to absorb in the light, and like I said, I think a lot of people do that. A lot of people do that anyway, but he delayed it. And so the way my mom explained it to me too is a lot of people just absorb back into the light because that's just what they do, and not necessarily because they're feeling guilty. It's just that's what their soul is meant to do and they do it. Some people go because they have kind of a job, and that's what my mom did. She's like hanging out in that in-between state, probably on the side that's blissful for her too, and she can help people cross over with ease and comfort and be the smiling face of someone that maybe someone doesn't know. But, you know, we are all infinite beings. So I'm sure a lot of people know my mom. There's probably a lot of people that know you. There's probably a lot of souls that know me. You know, We just see each other over and over and over again. And when you're on the other side, you recognize people that you didn't know in this life, which is mind-boggling, you know? But I asked him, I said, well, Dad, you know, I know you're in the light. What does it feel like to be in the light as opposed to like where Mom is? And he says, well, because I can try to explain it. Because I was like, if you're in the light, I know you're available to me, but how does it feel to be different? He goes, well, you know, in solitary confinement, I was confined. It wasn't because I couldn't. I wouldn't. My free will would not allow me to do anything but stay in that state. And then when you and I start talking, that helped me to realize I'm doing this to myself. And he knew he was, but he also, I think, and I'm not saying it was all me. I think a lot of it was him too. But I think I kind of opened that book to him to go, it's okay. It's okay now. You know, you made me a stronger person. You made me stop a cycle that maybe happened to you. You made me a better mom. You made me a better wife. You made me a better friend. And way more empathetic to people, way more understanding. And that's a gift that he gave me, regardless of how I got there, right? I mean, you do have to look at it that way, because that's how it works, guys. So I asked him, you know, how is your placement different in the light as opposed to Mom's placement? And he says, well, we're all in the light. Even where your mom is, she's still in the light. But when you are like a pure, he's like now that sliver of him, because his soul, you know, he can reincarnate and have many lives right now. But I know him as my father and all that. But he goes, it's really not that much different. Your mother has a job. Your mother's job, and she chose that, is to greet, as you guys know. And if you listen to the podcast, you know that. My job is to, right now, spread the light and talk to you whenever you want me to talk to you. And he does. Anytime I want to talk to him, guys, I can just call out to him and he's right there. And we have these, here's the problem with this. We have these in-depth conversations. I should be writing them down, but they're usually around midnight when I wake up and I have to go potty or whatever I do. And I come back to bed and I'm like, hey, Dad, how's it going up there? I talk to him like, you know, he's just right there, because he is. And he says, I'm great, you know? And I'm like, well, what's your favorite thing to do? And he said, everything's my favorite. Every place is my favorite. Everything is breathing. Everything is living. I am everything. I am the blade of grass here. I am the tree and the leaves on the tree. I am the air. I am the earth. I am the universe. But he understands it and can absorb it all at once. It's not just, oh, well, this is the earth. No, it's everything. He is everything. And we are all like him. We are all everything. We're just in these physical bodies right now, experiencing the 3D right now. So that's pretty remarkable. I asked him, do you know what's going on right now in our world? And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, yeah, I can see everything. Your mom, all of us, we can all see it. We all understand it. We all know. And you know what he said to me, you guys? He goes, isn't it beautiful? And I'm like, beautiful? What are you talking about? And he goes, honey, this is such an exciting time for you and everyone of Earth. This is such an exciting time. You guys signed up to be here at this specific time, because we knew before we came, before we incarnated, we were going to endure this period of time. All of us knew it. And the babies that come now, they're going to be the people that continue with the better of the Earth. We're here to see the transformation. When they're so young, they may not see it, but they're going to keep the good going, you know, like my grandbabies, which is good, because you always worry about that in this society. It's not going to be overnight, but he goes, it's not going to be as long and drawn out as you guys think it is. He goes, everybody goes so negative, and that's a normal thing. That is a human thing. You are hardwired to go negative. That's just what you guys do. The thing about being a human and to have that awakening is to think about the positive. Be thankful for every day. Be thankful for your home. And listen, even if you don't have a home, be thankful for the friends you have. Even if you don't have friends, be thankful for something else that gives you joy that day. Live in the moment. Real easy for me to say when I'm as privileged as I am. And I'm not going to lie. I'm very privileged, and I know that, and I'm not here to ruffle your feathers, but if not me, who to talk to you about this? So let it be me to tell you, he said, be thankful for everything, because if you have the right intention, if you have the right intention about the world and yourself and others and respect and love and do everything you can to broaden someone's horizons, even if it's just an act of kindness to open a door for someone. Doesn't have to be this long drawn out conversation. You are adding to the collective of good. And I couldn't believe the amount of like calmness that washed over me because, and we talked more in depthly about this stuff, but I'm giving you the highlights as they come because when I start talking about him, I can kind of channel him a little bit more and he starts talking and giving me quick little downloads and I'm like, oh yeah, that's what we said. That's what it was. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Dad. My mom right now is just nodding her head, laughing at me. And as much as she does, you know, with the greeting and hanging out with my stepfather and, you know, being there for my siblings and whomever, whatever lifetime she had before that, hanging out with other people, you know, she still is with me 24/7 and so is my dad. Because guys, we are all, as you guys know, and I've said this so many times, we are all slivers of source. And he has the ability to be everything all at once. And that is what we are. We are everything all at once when we are on the other side. And time does not exist. And that's hard because we have day and we have night and we have months and we have cold and then we have heat and we have spring and we have rainy season and hurricanes and all the things, right? And we have things that show us that there is time. People are like, well, you invented time. Well, of course we did because we have day and night. The earth spins on an axis. We have to, right? But it's not like that there. Did you guys hear? I don't know if you did, but did you guys hear about the woman who was in a coma? And I've talked to you guys about this before. This is a new case. She's 19 years old, was in a coma, I believe, for like a week or so, maybe more than that, maybe 2 weeks. It may have been more. I could have the wrong timing on that. But she woke up in her coma. She gave birth to 3 children and had a 7-year marriage the 2 weeks that she was in a coma. And she's having to go through the grieving process. And, you know, I was watching a TikTok about this particular thing. And somebody said something so poignant. They said, you know what? You know, time doesn't exist on the other side, right? So she, her soul went to another timeline, met her husband, had kids. And in that other timeline, she died. And she woke up in this timeline grieving. What? I was blown away. I think that really, truly happened. I think there are different timelines. When we sleep, I don't think you guys understand. Oh, I don't dream. You dream. Everybody dreams. I don't care if you don't think you don't dream. You do dream. You dream every single night. Your mind, our bodies and our minds have to have rest. But our souls don't. They're like, woohoo, we got freedom now. They're unconscious. We can do whatever we want. So let's go and make it as crazy and weird as we want because they can. And you wake up and you're like, that was weird, but it feels so real, right? It feels so real because your mind doesn't know the difference really, but your soul does, you know? And I do believe we do travel. We astral travel. I think we do so many things we have no idea that we do and can do. That's cool too. So guys, okay, so I pulled some cards. Wait until you hear the cards I pulled. So the first card, guys, I got was the death card. Okay. That doesn't mean physical death, but this has a knight in shining armor on a horse, but his face is covered and the horse has one leg up and one leg down, like it's kind of marching. What this symbolizes is endings, beginnings, change, transformation, transition, metamorphosis, and end of cycle. Remember, I did this for the United States and I love that. For the United States. So maybe a change is coming. And I've heard June is a huge astrological impact for and August. June and August are big impactful changes that could come within the planets. And I will be having an astrologer on soon. Her name is Megan and she'll be on soon and she'll explain it all. So that's coming up too. So the next card I got, guys, was the 9 of Cups. And this just has cups in a row on a table and a man is like sitting in front of them with his hands crossed. And this is wish come true, contentment, satisfaction, emotional stability, luxury, and gratitude. Okay, I like that too. Those are some good cards, right? Because the death card is like, okay, we're going to start new. We're going to have a new transformation. We're going to do new things. You know, light at the end of the tunnel is starting to get lighter and lighter. The death of something else is going to happen and the reborn of something else better is going to happen. Now, with this 9 of Cups, finally our wishes are coming true, that we're out of this hellhole, okay? And we're getting some satisfaction out of it, but we're also very grateful for it. A lot of gratitude for that, right? And the last card I pull, because I always just pull three, is the Three of Wands. And this one has a guy standing with his back to us. He's holding on to one big long wand that's like taller than him. There's one next to him that's a little shorter, and the one on the left is just as long as the one he's holding on to. So there's three wands. He's holding on to one. One next to him is a little shorter, and the one to this left is the same height as the one he's holding. And he's kind of got like a toga on, but it's red. Okay, so these are all the Rider Waite deck. So Three of Wands means preparation, progress, foresight, enterprise, expansion, overseas opportunities. Wow. That's a lot too. To me, that's like we are preparing for a huge change. Maybe we're going to start doing good things within the world, especially overseas. And you guys all know that. I don't have to go into all of that. As far as if you watch the news at all, you know kind of what's going on in the Middle East and all that, and the horrible things that we've been doing and lied about and all the things. I won't go into detail, but you guys know. Well, this Three of Wands talks about the preparation of progress, you know? I mean, the expansion of overseas opportunities, foresight, enterprise. That's only good. That's only good news. And I can't believe I drew these three cards. It's amazing what I've been drawing for these solo episodes. I'm so impressed and so happy that I'm getting these very insightful cards, because you know what? It's like every single one of them are so positive. And a lot of them have been starting to come true, because I do think you guys can feel it. It's starting to change. It really, truly is. Everyone is changing their minds. And actions speak louder than words. And right now, actions are really making people go, okay, we can't do this anymore, guys. We got to stop this. So you have to remember, guys, and I do this every single day if I remember, you got to spread that love, unity, support, and respect. Spread that out, guys. Out into the universe. You got to keep doing that like every day if you can. I'm going to keep telling you this because if nothing else, it'll keep you on the right track. It'll keep you knowing I'm doing everything I can. If you do everything you can, I mean, I have a podcast, so this is my calling. This is something I can do for you guys to just be hopefully a little voice of reason, hopefully something that makes you feel better when you listen to my words and know good things are coming. I know they are. My mom keeps telling me, and my dad too, and they've told me this over and over, it will be over sooner than you think. This will change and be better sooner than you think. And that, I'm telling you, is such a comfort to me. So I have to tell you what my mom says, and I'm hoping it's a comfort to you. When she and both of them agree, change is happening sooner than you think. Because there's always a little pit in my stomach. Whenever I try to go have fun and stuff, you know, you're thinking, what about all the people that are suffering there? What about all the people that are upset over there? What about all the people that are dying of disease? And what about all, you know, because you think about them and you're thinking, I feel a little guilty having a good time, but you can't, okay? I and you and whatever you can do, send that love, support, unity, peacefulness, respect, everything you can to the universe. That's what you can do. You think, well, that's not free. It's a lot. It's a lot. So do it. You know, rub your hands together. Feel that heat in your hands. Make a little ball with your hands and just swish it out into the universe. And do it 3 times a day, 30 times a day, 1 time a day, 1 time a week, whatever you can fit in. I'm telling you, the ripple effect is incredible. And it may seem small to you, but it is huge. Be kind to people, guys. Don't cut people off in the road. Just let people in. Don't let people piss you off. Open the doors for people. You know, maybe pay it forward when you're in a Starbucks line. I don't even know. A lot of people can't even afford Starbucks. I can barely afford anything at this point. All I know is just be kind. We are all going through it. You know how you always hear, well, you never know what everybody's going through. We're all going through it. And all we can do is be kind. Be kind. Love each other. Treat people the way you want to be treated. It's such a cliche, but it's freaking true. Just be kind. We're going to get through it, guys. We're going to get through it. So also, guys, just a quick plug for my books. Somebody said you need to talk about your books. And I'm just going to say, listen, if you love to read Or if you have someone in your family that likes to read, you can grab all my books on Amazon. They're in ebook form and they're in paperback. They're not expensive, but they make great gifts and or summer break gifts. And they're not expensive, but they're paranormal romance novels. All of them are, and they're all a little different. And they're bestsellers. So if you are inclined to get them, you're doing me a little favor and I get a little money for it. Not a lot, but I get a little money for it. Also, people were telling me, how do we give you a little tip or something? Well, I do have a buy me a coffee, and I put the link in the show notes if you guys would like to buy me a cup of coffee. You know I don't run commercials. You know I don't do this for money. But people were asking how they could help. And if you want to help, that's great. If you just want to listen, guys, I'm not here for the money. I'm not doing it for that. I'm doing it because I love you and I want to spread awareness. I'm put on this planet to do this. And by golly, I'm doing it. So if you feel led for any of that, go for it. If you don't, or if that's just something you're not interested in, please come back and just listen, okay? Or maybe just write a review or give me a rating or something. That's always helpful because the more ratings and reviews you have, the more people will see my podcast. Because, you know, every celebrity and their dogs have podcasts now. And guess what? I don't want to hear about celebrities talking about celebrities. I want to know what's going on and what we need to look for, okay? And what we need to do, okay? So with that, I will say goodbye. I love you. And guys, please keep spreading the love.
Well, I love providing because I want to know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again and I will see you next week.